This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. In the ever-changing landscape of the book industry, one genre is standing out as the fastest growing in fiction, particularly among young adult readers. Romance novels were the highest selling genre of fiction in 2022, with research company Circana reporting 19 million units sold just through August of last year. That followed a strong 2021, and the genre is seeing a two-year high in overall growth. Analysts say stores are dedicating more shelf space to romance, and the social media app TikTok may be helping the genre reach new, younger audiences. We're visiting the world of romance novels to learn why readers are having a love affair with the books. Jessica Van Sloten is the Dean of Arts and Sciences at Bay College in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Her research focuses on teaching and learning, and she also is a scholar of popular romance fiction. She formerly taught at UW-Green Bay, where she gave a TEDx talk entitled Romance Novels Are Feminist. Jessica, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me, Rob. It's great to be here.
How do we define the romance genre? You know, a lot of books will have a love angle to them. What is it that makes something a romance novel?
Yes, that's a great question to start us off with, because often there's a lot of confusion about how to qualify something as a romance. So there's basically two essential elements that mark something as romance. It needs to have a central love story, so that needs to be the main focus. And it needs to have what the Romance Writers of America call an emotionally satisfying and optimistic ending.
Now, romance novels are selling great, but they sometimes don't get a lot of respect, it seems like, for a couple reasons. I think some people just look down on them as, maybe formulaic or cliche on one hand. And then something I know you've talked about, including in that TEDx talk I mentioned, is that from a feminist angle, people say, well, is this really a great message? You, I think, are defending romance novels these days from both of those concerns. Make your case.
Yeah, so I think they have been historically maligned since the beginning. It was fiction that was primarily associated with women, and there was a lot of skepticism around that and around things that women like. And as the genre has kind of expanded, where I see the promise is that it's giving messages of hope and possibility to all kinds of people to be loved for who they are. We see a big rise in representation of LGBTQ folks in romance novels, in people of color in romance novels. And so that's where I see the potential and the celebration of joy rather than only oppression, right? So those are some of the ways that I personally embrace the genre, and I know some of my fellow readers do as well.
In addition to having just a more diverse array of characters and maybe authors, are there other ways in which you've seen romance novels change over the years?
Yeah, I think there's been a transformation, particularly of the biggest genre convention that people like to think about, the ending, right? That historically romance novels ended in marriage. If you think of Jane Austen's classic novels as romance, they always end with, you know, the couple getting married, what we call the happily ever after. And over time, that really transformed into what we call a happily for now, right? There's more of a temporariness sometimes to those endings, and what that happy ending looks like is going to be different. And so I think that's something that's interesting. We also see a change in the voice, right? It was really popular for a long time to have alternate voices. So if you had a traditional heterosexual romance, you would have one chapter from the male perspective, the next from the female, back and forth. And in the last couple of years, we've seen a rise in single point of view romance novels.
Now, we've seen pretty good sales numbers, as I was saying at the beginning, and some thought at any way that that younger people, young adults, are driving some of those increases. What do you see as the appeal of the modern romance novel to younger readers?
Yeah, I think it's fascinating to think about how this rise parallels both the rise of first Bookstagram, which is sort of people my generation, Gen X, gravitated towards that social media, and younger generations transforming that into book talk, right? So on TikTok, as well as the pandemic, right? And just the influence that had on people's habits of consumption of media and the kinds of stories that they were looking for. And what romance provides with us is hope and possibility, A place where characters are loved for who they truly are and vulnerability, as well as some interesting rise in a kind of dark romance subgenre. So I think, getting at the uncertain times that we've lived in, and romance gives us a nice container that we know things are going to end well in the end of the book, even if it's turbulent throughout. So I think those couple of threads are important. And the third one I would mention is the rise in sort of a parasocial relationship, the ways that consumers of media can be connected to the creators of media through social media, right? They can follow their favorite authors on TikTok and Instagram and feel like they're having a relationship with them, right? And so there's a closeness that's very exciting and appealing for readers.
Talking to Jessica Van Sloten with Bay College in the UP in Michigan, looking at romance novels, a big boost in popularity lately, and they've changed over the years too. Now, that talk I mentioned you did at UW Green Bay a couple few years ago, looking at seeing romance novels as feminist and not just as some people have criticized, reinforcing gender norms. Can you give us a Cliff's Notes version of what were you, the case you were making there?
Sure. I think the case I made in that TED talk was that we really see these stories that are places of positivity and a way for people to work out their relationships to power. So a scholar I really admire, Catherine Roach, thinks that romance novels give folks who don't have as much power, traditionally women or maybe LGBTQ folks, ways of leveling the playing field through romantic relationships, right? So, if you think about your typical romance storyline, there's conflict, but in the end, there's happiness and usually some kind of egalitarianism. And so that's one thread that I think makes them a potentially feminist genre.
I'm a science fiction reader. That's kind of my genre. And there's some works where I'll, defend the writing and the innovation and things like that. And they're awesome. And there's some that are, kind of cliche and formulaic, but I still kind of like them anyway because it's my kind of thing. Do you see that kind of variation as well within the romance novel genre?
Yes, definitely. Right. And as I was as thinking about coming on the air today, I'm thinking there's whole subgenres that I just don't read, right? For one reason or another, they're just not my something that I'm drawn to. And that as someone who has a literary background too, I'm really interested in the quality of the writing and the craft of the plot, right? And there is a lot of variation. And I think the most important thing is that people are finding stories that resonate with them. And for each reader, that's going to be a little bit different. And romance is such a big tent that there's something for everyone. And the rise of self-publishing has allowed more people to write stories and get them in front of readers. And I think that's a powerful other component of this rise in popularity.
Now, if somebody's listening and thinking, okay, yeah, I'm a reader, maybe you've got me almost persuaded with this romance novel thing to check it out. Where do, you can name names if you want here, Jessica. Where would you steer them to start? Like, what would be a good entry point or author or subgenre or whatever that new romance novel reader could open the door with?
Yeah, I'd like to tell you about a book I'm reading right now. I
Okay.
haven't finished it, but I know it's going to have a happy ending because that's the promise of the genre. But it's by an author named Adriana Herrera, and it's called A Caribbean Heiress in Paris. And it's a historical romance. So if there's any fans out there of Bridgerton, for example, this might be for you. It's set in 1899 Paris World's Exposition. And she does a lot of really clever things in updating a historical romance in that she has characters of color, characters, from the Caribbean islands who have envisioned a way to produce liquor not relying on slave labor, right? And so she's really making some interesting statements and really transforming and modernizing the genre and doing it in a historical time setting, which I think is pretty cool.
Now, a personal example for me, I grew up thinking, Jane Austen, you mentioned earlier, you know, I'm a guy and that's mostly written for women. So I never touched it. I didn't consciously avoid it. And then I started reading Jane Austen. I'm like, this is really good. And I read more and more. Can you make the case to the guys like me out there who might think romance novels, they're just not for me to begin with?
Yeah, I think one interesting way to think about it is that Jane Austen was writing what we might call domestic fiction, right? And male authors have written that over time, right? Maybe the narratives have had a different arc, or they've prioritized things other than the love relationship. But, you know, even if someone is, say, a Jonathan Franzen fan, right, he writes these complex families and relationships, right? So I would say that someone could pick up a romance novel and find some interest and satisfaction. And actually, there's a great author, Lissa K. Adams, writes these bromance book club series, and it's about a group of men who read romance novels in order to have better relationships. So, and they're pro athletes who are in this club that read together. So there's a lot of interesting entry points for readers of all genders.
Jessica, we'll leave it there. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
That's Jessica Van Sloten, Dean of Arts and Sciences and a scholar of popular romance fiction at Bay College in Michigan's UP. She was with us today to look at the rising popularity of romance novels and how the genre has changed over time.